Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to episode 29 of Breath of Fresh Friday.
Oh, my God. 29. This is actually...
What's Molly got?
My lucky number.
Hey!
It's because it's my birthday. It's my birthday on the 29th.
I was going to say, is it because of that?
It is. You know me. I'm just a simple gal. I have a simple mind and a simple little link between the number and my life.
Very nice.
Like to get me a present, 29th of August, that is my day. Please send it, not through the post.
Or have a P.O. box.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want you to give you my address, so, you know. Just leave it on a park bench and I'll find it. Have you been up to much this week, Faye?
Not much. No. The three W's, walking, working and watching,
woohoo,
as we like to
say. WWW, yes. It's like, do you remember the five W's at school? Who, what, where, when, why?
Who, what, where, when, why? Yeah.
Sorry.
What was that? Was that when you wrote stories?
Yeah. We were just doing history, but I don't know what. Yeah, who, what, where, when, why?
Who, what, where, when, why?
Yeah, and always, how, always if you want to add the sixth one, how? I was like,
oh, yeah, you can just be a bit complicated.
Yeah.
But.
Sorry, what have you been watching?
I've been watching The Bay.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Which I'm thoroughly enjoying. Kind of binge watched it all, though, because there's the option, isn't it? And I really like that. Like ITV and like I don't know if BBC
BBC
did it with
The
Serpent,
didn't
they? Mm-hmm. Where they give you the sort of options now, either to watch it every week and wait, or if you've got time to binge,
you can. I think it started BBC because when BBC Three went on to iPlayer, they would just release all the episodes
at once.
But no, I love it because as well. It, like you say, it gives you that option because there are some things when I'm happy to wait a week, but there are some things when I'm like, I need to
you
know.
Want it,
like
yeah.
I've watched two episodes of The Bay, and I'm ready to watch them. I've downloaded
really
them, so I'm gonna.
The plan was to watch it every week, and then not much was happening this weekend. So then we watched one more, then we watched another, and we just kept going.
It's always the way.
But I have seen online that it's going to be a series three.
That's good. I'm very excited for that because I feel like with that one. Because it's a crime, so they can just keep doing different crimes.
Yeah,
and you just have to
because
have little storylines and stuff in it.
I was explaining this to someone at work. Like, you kind of it doesn't matter too much if you've not seen the first one. Like, obviously there is links with the characters and things crop up, but it is always a new case, isn't it? It's a bit like Broadchurch.
I've not
like,
seen Broadchurch, so I don't know.
Well, with Broadchurch, like, it's still set in the same town, the same people.
Yeah.
But each time it was a different sort of case.
Oh, okay.
But then it does help to an extent because, like, characters pop up and, and if you know what happened in the last one. But, like, I couldn't really fully remember what happened in the first Bay. So I'm now, like, you know when you think, oh, yeah, that happened, that happened.
I think,
but
wasn't it?
I was debating rewatching it, but then I didn't
the
because
first
I thought,
series
no, I can't
of the
commit.
Bay was the twins, weren't it? The twins went missing.
That was it, yeah. And the police officer was, she slept with the dad.
But then, this is what I don't understand. Maybe I've forgotten. But she slept with the dad before the case happened. Is it just because she didn't disclose it? That's why she got penalised?
Yeah.
Because I thought it wasn't
because
like she was having
she
an
got
affair
to know him
with
too
him
much.
During it. But then I suppose, it's a personal relationship, isn't it? Like, but no, I'm liking it.
I really like that woman, though, that plays... I can't even remember the character's name.
Lisa?
The main lady.
Lisa. Is it Lisa.
She's also in, I don't know if you've ever watched The A Word. I would recommend
not,
that series
yes,
as
I've
well.
Yes, I've been told to watch that, yeah.
She plays the mum in that. No. I just think she's really good
See, I've not
actress.
Seen her in anything else, but no, I do like her. And it's got a
she's
really
good,
good
in the
I think it's got quite a good cast. Like, he's the one that died, but Stephen Tompkinson is in it. And
Carol Jackson.
Yes, Carol's like, and also the granddad, he went in Celebrity Big Brother a few years ago.
I really thought he looked familiar.
He's,
what is he?
He's an actor. I think he was in like Braveheart or something, but he went in Celebrity Big Brother.
That's him!
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because I was watching it and I was like, he looks familiar. And I couldn't put my finger on it.
James
Simon. He didn't get much...
I think
in
he
Big
got
Brother,
voted
he wasn't
out straight
iconic,
away.
Though,
I think he got voted out like the first one.
How random him going
I know,
in
that's what I was like, hang on, you're that guy from Big Brother? Yeah, mad.
I love watching... things and working out where people are from because I'm currently watching Bridgerton and I've literally got it on pause.
Oh,
I watch it when we finish.
But
the guy from Broadchurch is in it who was the newspaper reporter.
Oh, I don't know.
He plays one of the brothers.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
And the main
Yeah, he was also in Leonardo on CBBC years ago. Yeah, I know him, yeah.
And also, Mum told me this one. I'm only on like episode three, so I can't... I've only watched two episodes,
so I don't know.
Well, the lead girl in it.
Oh, yeah, like, I don't recognise her in anything.
Well, I don't know if you watch Coronation Street, but her mum is Sally from Coronation Street.
No, shut up.
And also, you will recognise her because... I was like, Mum, I really recognised her. And she said she was Sally's daughter. And I was like, well, that's so random. So I looked her up. And she was also in Waterloo Road.
Oh, was she?
And I think, I can't remember what her character name was. You look her up, you'll be like, I remember her in it.
Because I know...
She wasn't one of the main, like, there was a storyline for her. She wasn't one of the ones that, you know, like, iconic. But when you look her up, I was like, oh my God. Because the other guy, he was also in Waterloo Road.
What, the like, Duke?
Yeah.
Because the Duke, I knew him from... I watched a programme called For the People, which was, like, an American lawyer drama. And he's in that, because I was like, who is this guy? Like, you know when you think, I know who you are? And when I was like, oh, my God, you're Leonard. Yes, I know who you are now. I've remembered.
I found a lot of people, though, have been in Waterloo Road. Oh, I feel like so it's a good platform.
I think Waterloo Road is, like, the teenager for doctors. Like, everybody's been in doctors. But person who's now, like, mid... 20s, late, early 30s are all been in Waterloo Road. It's just mad.
Yeah, I love Waterloo Road.
Same. But I'll tell you what, something else I've been watching, which is the same as The Bad, not the same as The Bad, but the same as in you can binge it on ITV.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Finding Alice, and...
Oh, okay. Let me go.
No, you go. Have you got something griping about this then?
No, I just could not get into it at all. Oh,
can you not? I've only watched two episodes, again, because I haven't downloaded them.
Yeah.
But... It's, I know what you mean, like, it's, I'm finding it weird how she's reacting to her husband dying, like.
She's really, we gave it, we've only watched one.
Yeah.
But, like, it just wasn't my, like, vibe. I really, we thought, oh, we'll give it a go, but I don't know, maybe it gets better, you'll have to let me know, but, you know, when you watch something, you think, nah, I'm not, this is not, like,
it is a bit odd. I think, for me, what makes it funny is Joanna Lumley and Nigel Haven.
Yeah.
She's cracking me up. I don't know if it's in the first episode or it's in the second episode, but there's a bit when the main character, Keely Hawes, is, like, in her house. And Joanna Lumley's at the window, like, you need to let me in. You can't keep me out. She just shuts the curtains on her. And it's just funny, like, walking across, like, no, let me in, let me in. But, yeah, I don't know. I prefer The Bay to Finding Alice.
It's just not my kind. You know when you, like, watch it and you're like, yeah, this is, like, this is going to sound weird, but with a TV show, you get that, like, vibe for something. The vibe of that was not...
Yeah.
I know it's not the same vibe, but it wasn't... I don't know, I just find it a bit strange.
Yeah, it is...
Maybe I should have given it a bit more of a go, but I didn't really...
Yeah, I just... I can't...
Oh, when you said that, I thought, oh, I can't imagine Molly watching that. But
see,
maybe...
I'm not enjoying it, but...
No.
I don't know whether I'll... I don't know. It's on my... I'm going to watch it, but...
On my to-do list.
But the thing is with me, I was saying this to our other friend, Katie, that I will watch things and then I'll just stop watching them and I have no reason why I've stopped watching them. Like, I've got, like, loads of things on Netflix. I've got, like, one or two episodes left to finish, but I'm like...
You've got to commit, haven't you?
Can't be bothered. But I'm like, no, but you need to finish it because now you don't know how the story ends. And I'm like, oh, I don't care.
See, because I'm a bit particular, I like to... I don't like to watch loads of series at the same time. I like to watch one and then finish it.
Oh, I just start everything. And, like, I'm so bad.
And, like, Handmaid's Tale, it was one of those ones that I kept having on.
Yeah.
And I'd watch for a bit and then I'd find something new. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I need to finish it. So this weekend I finished it.
Oh, you have finished
it? Now I feel really good. Like, I finished that. Now when the next series come out,
you're back.
I'll be ready.
And
now I'm like, right, now it's time to watch Bridgerton because... I've got time for this now.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I'm enjoying watching it because I'm not rushing it. Sometimes I feel like I'm like, on to the next one,
Yeah.
I'm taking my time with this a bit to actually enjoy it.
See, this is not a new show, but I've found my new... So, Faye doesn't like this, but Friends was my comfort show. It's what I used to watch, put on in the background every day just for easy watching. I found my new comfort show. It's called Parks and Recs. And it again,
I've watched bits of that.
I don't think you'll like
it. No, I've watched
it. Have you?
Yeah, I watched it before.
Okay, it's my new, like, comfort thing because it's just, like, easy going comedy. So that's what I've been watching a lot of. And it's like when I can't be bothered to watch, like, Bridgerton or whatever, I stick that on because I just, I just know
it's good to have something just to throw on.
Yeah, and I know that when I finish it, because I haven't actually finished it, that I'll just put it on again and start again, kind of thing.
not too heavy.
No. But one thing I was going to say about this week, it fucking snowed and, oh my God.
No snow here.
I hate the snow. I hate snow. It snowed on Sunday and, you know, you just think, why? Why have you done this to me? And then I had to scrape my car for fucking 20 minutes on Monday because I didn't brush the snow off when it was, like, fresh snow, so it all, like, iced onto it. Cut my finger on snow. Don't know how the fuck you cut your finger on snow, but I did. My hands were so numb I couldn't even, like, drive because I just couldn't move my hands. It was just a nightmare. And then I skidded a little bit, but I'm okay, so it's all good.
Oh.
In my car, I mean.
We have no snow here, and I'm very happy about it because I hate snow.
I mean, it is going now. It's fine now. It was just yesterday morning. It was just an absolute nightmare. But, yeah.
Well,
I just hate the snow. Unless you get to miss school or work, but I didn't, so I don't like it. Pointless.
No.
Literally so, yeah, it's so crap. It is question of the day. I never know how to start this, so I just sing and it's awful.
I enjoyed that.
And this week's question was based on our giving up something each month.
Yes.
Because I needed to know how the people felt about this.
How the people.
How I was going to deal with this through the people. And it was, have you ever given up alcohol for like a certain amount of time? Like did Dry Jan or like Stoptober or just gone, I'm just going to give up alcohol for a certain amount of time.
Isn't Stoptober smoking?
But I think you could do it. Yeah, but you know.
Sober October.
Somebody, sober October, that's it. I knew there was something like that.
I was thinking, oh, I didn't know he was giving up fags, Molly. Don't
some people have
smoke.
Done it. Shut up. Don't know. What do you think the results were? I don't know if you've looked at them.
Well, I don't. So what is it?
Do you
it?
Think the people can give up?
Do you, what is it? Have people given up alcohol?
Have you previously given up alcohol for like a month? Not forever.
Like I'm gonna say like 55% of people.
You're pretty much bang on. It's 57 to 43, so
oh wow,
very split.
Because I actually told someone that we were giving up alcohol for February and they went is that because it's the shortest month? And I was like well, that does help. I said, and also me and Molly basically have thought, because we gave up takeaways in January, we were like, we need to get the alcohol in one soon, because we're being a bit optimistic here and thinking this year might be a bit better than last year. So we're thinking if things start to open, if we get this out of the way, then by the time it's, you know, things can open, we would have done our alcohol-free month. Yeah. So we thought we need to get it in soon.
We don't want to do it for Christmas month. We don't want to do it for our birthday months. And I don't want to do it when the pubs are open. So if it was kind of Feb, March, we need to get kind of only,
get it out of the way.
And it does help that it is the shortest month, but, you know.
It does help. It does. It's not leap year this year, is it? Or is it it's just
no,
28
that's
days.
Last year. Yeah, okay. Just 28 days, 4 weeks. But still, 4 weeks is, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I have been drinking more during lockdown at home. I drink every weekend. I drink a couple of nights in the week. Just a glass of wine.
Oh,
come
on, little bit Vino.
You know, no, not Vino. Chardonnay. Pinot Grigio.
Thing is, like.
Yeah.
I'd say I'll probably drink less, because I do have a drink on the like weekend, maybe a cheeky little gin in the middle of the week. But like, hands up, I'm a bit of a binge drinker, so when I go on like nights out, I do go a bit excessive.
Yeah, that's
and
me.
So I'm not doing that because obviously I'm at home, so I'm not drinking to that extent.
Oh yeah, I'm not getting like fucked at home. Obviously, no. It's like one glass of wine after like in the evening. I think, oh, I just fancy a glass. Like, it's nothing major, but it's just it's becoming more regular. Which I need. That's why I'm kind of happy to have a break to see if I then can go back to not drinking as much.
I will find
I think
this
I have a problem. She's got a drinking. She's actually like, oh my God, I'm gonna die.
I will find this easier. So I have given up alcohol before in answer to the question.
Oh, yes, okay.
And I gave it up for the month of October for Sober October, not Stop October.
Sorry. I just call it Stop October.
Molly's about all the campaigns here, whatever it's called. Anyway, I gave up alcohol for that month. And I actually think I did very well. I didn't touch a drop of it.
But can you not drink any Red Bull, please, this month?
No, I won't. Don't worry.
I can't be dealing with that.
I basically substituted alcohol for Red Bull, and I drank a bit too much and got a bit, nearly died. But we won't go into
that. I'm giving you the, like, mum stare of, like, that was a stupid idea.
But I actually, so when I went sober for that month, I didn't, like, isolate myself and not go out for things and think, you know, I could do the whole month and not have any temptation and just sit in my bedroom.
But I
allowed myself to go out and go to the pub and still do things because it's not, you know, I have friends that don't drink a lot. It's not all about, you don't have to drink to have fun. Well, so, like, I thought, no, I'm not going to stop myself from still going out. And I still 100%. Had a fab time. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's still good fun.
Well, like, when we used to go out for uni, I would pre hard. Like, I'd pre get drunk at pre's. And then I wouldn't drink when we're out because I'm not a massive fan. Yeah, I know. I'm not a massive fan of getting home absolutely sloshed. I like to be a little bit sober so I can actually have an all right night's sleep. And I'm not, you know, I like to just make sure I'm a little bit sober. I mean, it doesn't always work. But so I would go out and actually not drink out, although I was still drunk. But so I can, but I think, I think we'll be all right. I think we'll get it out.
Considering if we're still in a lockdown, it'd be a lot easier because you've not got that pressure from other people. No, because 100%. I found when I did it, like, as I said before, I'm hyperactive anyway, and people would think, people would be like, you've been drinking. I'd be like, no, this is me.
Yeah, literally.
But a lot of it I found was people being like, go on, just have one. And I'd be like,
I was going to say, do people,
yeah,
were people trying to get you to, like, break it?
And I was like, look, I'm having fun, you're having fun. I don't need a drink to make this any better. Like, it's fine.
No, I get
it. But I feel like people try and tease you a little bit. Where if we're locked in our houses, all you've got is that drinks cabinet or whatever tempting
you. Well, unless your mum or dad are like, go on, fade down it.
I think my parents are fed up of me giving up things. They keep trying to tempt me with a takeaway. They're like, oh, well, go on, Faye, go and have one. And I'm like,
no,
I'm sticking to this. And the girl at work kept trying to get me to get a takeaway. And I was like, no, I'm sticking to this because I stick to things and I follow through.
This is what I like, the fact that we're doing it during lockdown, because, like, obviously, like, the takeaway, like Chinese, Indian, blah, blah, blah. But then it's also, like, I would count, like, McDonald's as a takeaway, like, any kind of fast food. And Subway, I know, if I was going out, you know, not even out drinking, just, like, shopping, like, but, oh, should we get a McDonald's for the way home? So it's kind of good that we've done it, because then it's not like I've not had that temptation again on top of other things.
I actually work right next to a McDonald's, and...
Oh my God, so do I.
It gets very tempting, like, when I miss my train, like, oh, just get a little something. And obviously this month I've not done that. And I think, no, like, I think sometimes you realise how you can live without things and do things when it's taken away from you. Like, I like to test myself a bit. I might get anything for a challenge.
Can we not give up Tesco's meal deal, though? Because that's what I'm eating for my lunch at the minute. It's quite
a whole month. I mean, I think I could give it up quite easily.
Well, it's literally what I get for lunch every day, so...
Oh, nice. No, thank you. But, no, I'm sure we'll be fine here, Molly, I think.
Yeah,
but
I do.
I think it'd be interesting to see... I thought more people... I know I said 55% or whatever, but I thought more people, as it's January at the moment, would have voted to say that they'd done it.
I did get a couple of comments, which I thought I'd read out from what some people said. So people said that they feel better in themselves for not drinking.
Yeah.
Like, they felt healthier because they were like, it's a big change and I feel better. Somebody said that they'd given up alcohol and cigarettes some time ago and they just felt old, but I was like, okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Probably people were like, I only drink on nights out, so at the minute I'm not drinking because I can't go on nights out. So overall, FD was like, no, it's a good thing to do.
I think it's
good to do it.
Especially if it was normal times and you do get, you know, we're young and people go out. Well, yeah, and people go out a lot on the weekends. It definitely would make you feel a lot better if you're... Because it's that cycle of, like, you go out on a Saturday and you feel shit on a Sunday and then you're back... Do you know what I mean? And it... Going out on... Like, it takes its toll on you. Do you know what I mean? So,
oh, and it's so expensive. I'm trying to save to move out, so...
Well, those
probably
extra...
Probably good not going out and going out all the time. Literally.
That money saved from the pub.
Oh, God. Just nothing else bad happens and then I can say, finally, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you have any questions or anything you want to talk to us about, please get in touch via our Instagram, which is at Breath of Fresh Friday, or alternatively, you can email us on breathoffreshfriday@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
So, main topic time. And yes, we thought, because of lockdown and how this bloody year's gone, we know a lot of people have been into playing board games. Yeah. Getting the old games out.
Getting the old cupboard.
Yeah, so we thought we would reminisce of games we like to play, recommendations, which I thought would be a nice one to share. It might not be everyone's cup of tea because not everyone likes a board game, but I definitely do.
I do as well. I think
Molly does as well.
Yes, so. I haven't played one in a long time though because my family are not board game people, but I am. I'm a massive fan of a board game.
We weren't really the type of people to play a lot of board games, but we always had them. Yeah. And then this year, we just kind of were like, well, there's nothing better to do. Let's whip them out.
Exactly.
And also, to be fair, me and my friends do like games nights every now and then. Like, obviously, pre-COVID.
Oh, I love that.
Where we'd go round and we'd just play games and stuff. We used to do it at uni, so I am quite into board games, to be fair. I know that might sound really like dull to some people, but it really isn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I love a board game. I can assure you I am exciting, and these games are exciting games.
Faye does have a life. They're not just like, she's trying to work out all the moves in chess and stuff like
that. Yeah, no, but I just think a board game's good fun, especially if you play it with good people.
Oh, definitely. I'm just, as you're talking, I'm thinking of more.
She's on a roll.
I'm just trying to think of the games I used to play like as a kid. Oh, she's on a roll. I didn't even notice that.
Well, I feel like we should start off with the like pinnacle of board games.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, then yes, it is.
And that is Monopoly.
Yeah, that's top of my list.
Like, I feel like, I don't think I've ever met someone that doesn't like Monopoly.
Oh, I have. My mother.
Oh, really? Oh, not a fan.
We couldn't play with her. Me and my brother had to just make up our own rules to make it more fun with just two of us.
The thing is, have you ever finished a game of Monopoly?
No. Or unless because I cheated.
It's so long, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Especially when you're playing with like four or five people and you've all got properties or you've all got one set. It's so long. You're like, oh, I can't be asked.
It's the type of game, like, when you've not played it for ages and you're like, let's play the Monopoly, and you're like, yeah, yeah, and you get into it. And then after a while, you're a bit like, actually...
I want to go now, yeah.
Do you know what I used to do? Sometimes I actually used to start, like, sort of selling things or, like, buying, you know, putting things back just so the game wrapped up a bit. After a few hours, I think there is, like, a quick version you can play now. I think there's, like,
Yeah, there is. There's so many different versions. Yeah, literally, like, we didn't even have the real Monopoly. We had a dinosaur. Oh. My brother was massively into dinosaurs, and it was called Dinoopoly. The houses and hotels were little bones. I think little T-Rex girls, maybe. But yeah, we used to play that a lot. My brother loved it. Go on.
We actually have the Kent edition of Monopoly.
Of course you bloody do. Of course you do. Of course you fucking do.
It's got all the like iconic Kent places, like...
But do you know them all? Because I feel like I wouldn't know any of the Northampton ones. I'd be like, I don't know where this is.
Some of them I know. But then there was one thing on there that I thought was like I can't remember what it was, but there was a company on there which I thought was like a UK thing. When we looked at it, we were like, oh, is that just a Kent thing? But because we didn't... Because you only know it is here, you think, oh, I didn't know that wasn't... I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, that was like... This is so off topic. But that's like a bakery that was in Northampton called Oliver Adams. And literally it was only in Northampton. Like nobody... And they've shut down now. I think there's only one left. But I was like, that's not a worldwide thing. Because it isn't. Like, yeah, because we'd always go there over Greggs. But Greggs is like the nationwide one, isn't it?
But yeah, sometimes we were like, oh, I thought that was a big thing, but... You don't know, do you, until
you realise? No, you literally don't. Until you go to uni and everybody's like, what the fuck are you chatting about? And you're like, oh, sorry.
Do you know what I also like about Monopoly? There is such an iconic video, I don't know if you've seen it, of the little boy playing Monopoly. And then he gets really angry. Does he flip the board? Or he gets really... They're like, go to jail!
Go to jail without the mum's moving the pieces for him, yeah.
He gets well upset.
Oh, I love it.
But, like, board games... I feel can cause a lot of arguments.
Oh, definitely, 100%.
Now, if my family are listening, we and haven't played it since.
Oh, wow.
We were not allowed to, like, it caused a lot of problems. Pictionary.
Oh, okay, yeah, Pictionary, yeah.
I think it was Christmas 2005 or something.
She but knows the date. She's I got it
for Christmas because we used to get a board game for like Christmas.
So did we? That was our Santa present.
And then we'd want to play it.
Yeah.
Obviously. Oh yeah, I remember you saying that. And yeah. One Christmas, it just really kicked off between me and my sister because like we were like, no, that isn't that, and it's just been that game that I think we actually ended up getting rid of it because it had too many bad memories attached to it.
Oh my god!
It That's, depends if you're competitive though. Like, are you competitive with games?
I feel like I'm competitive in the game, but it's not that deep. Like, if somebody wins, I'm not a sore loser or a sore winner. But in that, like, obviously, I play to win. Like, obviously, I want to win. Like, why would you play?
Come on, who doesn't?
But I don't care really. Once it's over, I couldn't give a shit who won. Do you know what I mean? It's not that deep.
Yeah, I'd say you're
competitive. I know you're competitive.
No, I am competitive, but like...
It doesn't consume my life.
I wouldn't, like, if I didn't win the game after, be in a mood. Well, I do know people that are like that. Like, don't we all? But I'm not one of these people like, I don't give a shit, because I do give a shit. But... Well, I
think you have to give some sort of shit, otherwise what's the point?
No, but you know some people that are like, nah, I ain't fast. I think I've got the right balance. I'm not overly competitive.
That's like me.
Not, you know, some people are though, and it's sort of a bit.
Oh,
not a fan.
The thing is, it ruins it for everybody else when they're overly competitive. Because it's like, what's the point then? Why should I bother playing if you're just gonna be a dickhead?
Not a fan.
My favorite. I think this is a board game. I'm gonna count it. It's in the game section. I don't know if you ever played it. It's called Downfall.
Oh, what's basically that? Go on.
So it's like a little tower of cogs. You have 10 little bits of plastic circles. You have to get from the top to the bottom. And you do this by turning the cogs to, like, get it through.
Oh, no, I don't know that one.
And go down. I don't know where we had it from, but I just loved it because it was, like, really easy to play. And, like, it was very quick, like you say. Like, it literally took 5-10 minutes. It wasn't a long game at all. Like, you could play
it. When you were explaining that, I thought you were on about Kaplunk. Did you ever play that? Oh,
yes, loved Kaplunk. It's similar to that, but a different thing. Yeah.
We had a Kaplunk as well, but it was monkeys all on a tree.
Yes,
and like the monkeys were drowned.
Yes, oh my god.
But you know what? I used to actually quite like playing marbles. Like, after we played Kaplunk, I used to take all the marbles out. Like, you'd roll a marble, and it's a bit like sort of bowls. Like, you'd roll another one, and if it hit it, you then. Used to love playing a bit of marbles.
I didn't know that you could play it. I didn't know that was a game.
Two games in one.
And do you know what? Another game I just thought of, which, because it reminds me, we had Kaplunk and then Pop-Up Pirate at the same time when we were little kids. What a banging game.
I remember that one.
Oh my god, and the game Donkey. Did you ever play that one when you had to like put the things on the donkey?
Buckaroo.
Like... Yeah, Buckaroo, that's what it's called. Yes.
I literally, as you were saying that, I wrote it down because, do you know, have you seen them videos of human Buckaroo?
Like,
basically, if you're listening, if you've not seen it, it's like people will be like asleep and then their family members will put like a vase on them and then a washing basket and then like they don't. I'm like, surely they must know.
I think if it was me, I wouldn't know because I'm such a deep sleeper.
Really?
I've slept through fire alarms and stuff. Oh wow, so, okay. Yeah, it's bad.
Maybe we should try it next time I can see you. Start putting shit on you like ironing boards.
I'll wake up like, what the fuck is this?
Talking of more games like that.
Yeah.
Did you ever like playing Operation? Do you remember that one?
I forgot about that one. Yes, I love Operation.
That did you stress me out a little bit though, because like
didn't have a steady hand, so I was shit.
Yeah, and like the beeping, like it used to stress me out a little bit. Oh, I did like that game though. I forgot about that.
One, I say my mum wasn't a board game person. One game that she absolutely loved and she was so good at, and it was so annoying because we could never win. Connect Four.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
She was
good
really
game.
Good at that. And it annoyed me because you could never win against her. And I was just like, I can't. Like, you know when you just want to win? You just want to win one time and you can't.
Very tactical.
Very, yeah. I was very bad at that. I was just like, I just want to get four in a row.
You know what? That's just reminded me of. And I always laugh when I see it on Gavin and Stacey when they play Battleships.
Oh, my God.
And
yes.
she's like, C4, 5. And then she's like, Nessa, you got it again. And she's like, standing above her, looking at what you... I quite like a bit of Battleships, actually.
Same. I love a Battleships. I think it's you got to be strategic, but it's quite fun again.
Yeah.
But I like a game that's kind of, like, quick, but also fun, you know?
Yeah.
I'm into quickish games.
I feel like some games are just not for my... I don't know. I've got a strange... Some people's brains work in such like ways, and I'm like, how are they like you know when you do escape rooms? Like, I don't know if you've ever done one. Like,
I've never done one, but I think I wouldn't be very good at it.
When you do that, you really need a variety of people, because like some people are really good at like
everybody's skills. Yeah.
Yeah, like some people are really good at like looking for the things, where other people are good at like working the things out. And like I've got a friend that's really good at sort of like puzzles and like anagrams and things like that.
That's not my thing.
My brain isn't like that.
No.
Like, I'm not necessarily good at things like that. But what I was gonna say is like with there's different games that like certain people are better at.
And yeah, definitely.
I think I'm quite good at, like, I don't know if you've ever played it. It's called Scattergrees, and, like, you have to list things.
Yes, yes, I haven't played it, but I know what you mean, yeah.
Like, I'm quite good at that, like coming up with things quickly. Like, I'm quite, I think I'm quite good at, like, I always forget the word. You know when you, like, there's a word that you always forget, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Improvisation. You know, I'm quite good at improvising, right. Thinking on the spot.
Yeah.
But then if it's something like, there's a game that I played with my boyfriend's friends, and I just couldn't get my head around it. Like,
what's that
they were explaining it. Oh, I can't remember what it was called. It's quite a niche game. But, like, you know when you're like, no, this is not on my remit. Like, I'm just not going to understand this.
No,
but it's funny how people's brains work differently and how they enjoy different things.
See, you know what I mean? Like, different kind of games. There's one game that I'm really good at. And it's from... I've got a category of TV show games that become board games.
Oh, nice.
Because we've played quite a few. And one of them is Catchphrase. And I'm...
Oh, yes.
Somehow... Like, I'm just really good at saying what you see. Maybe because
say what you see.
But, like, I just... Like, even if I don't know the catchphrase, I'm like, oh, it's that. And then my nan's like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, I've never even heard of that, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
And we bought the, like, card game.
Yes,
for, like, we Christmas.
Yeah.
And I was just so good, and I was like, I don't want to beat Big Mo and Trumpet.
No, but no, like, but that's what, like... That must be your thing. Like, you're good. Do you know what I mean?
It's funny, like, I need to go on the show. Because I'm always, like, quick on the buzzer.
Definitely. I think I'm quite good at... Okay, I'm not... People will be like, fuck off, Faye, you're not. But I'm... That's why I quite like quiz games. Like, quiz board games. Like, the logo game. And we have quite a few quiz games.
Trivial Pursuit and stuff like that.
I like... Well, I find Trivial Pursuit quite hard sometimes.
Yeah, but that's why you have to get the versions, not the original.
Yeah, no, the general one.
2000s version.
Yeah, or the kids' Disney version.
Yeah, the easy ones.
But I find I'm quite good at quizzes because I retain... random information and I know quite a lot about random things, you know what I mean, and I remember it from playing it. And although I quite like I said, the logo game, I really like that.
See, I've never played that.
I just remember random stuff. Catchphrase is a good one though. Talking of other TV show games,
go on.
I hated the TV show because I didn't like the man that presented it, but I actually really enjoyed the board game.
I know what you're going to say, and I think it's what?
What do you think you're going to say? Say it first. Go on.
Golden Balls.
No, it wasn't actually.
What
was it? I've never actually properly watched Golden Balls, but I've heard it's really
so
good.
We had the board game as well, it's on my list.
No, I actually was going to say Deal or No Deal.
Oh my God, we had that board game, and that's because on my list.
The board game, really enjoyed. And I did like the show, but I just don't like Noel Edmonds.
Noel Edmonds, right,
I just found it a bit irritating in that. But I liked the whole idea, you know, what's in the box kind of thing. Yeah. Like,
the I thing did is, enjoy so, that. As a kid, I was a cheater, and I will admit that. Only with my brother, because my brother couldn't read, so I would just make shit up. But with Deal or No Deal, I used to, because you had to obviously put the numbers in the boxes.
Yes.
I used to look at where the 250,000 was, and then I would take that box.
Molly.
So I would win. But did it have a little?
I think the board game, like, it had a little phone and it would ring.
Yeah, it did.
Was
it
something like that?
Phone. Yeah, and then all the boxes you just put around like the edge.
That's it.
But it was similar. Like, they were good because obviously it was the thing of the TV show, but they were never the same as the TV show.
No.
It was like the same with Golden Balls. Like, you'd win like. Fake 100 cash.
It's not
that deep, because
we did say we would do a episode on like game shows, like actual game shows that we like to watch. So let us know if there's any game shows that you like.
Please let us know. I love the game show.
I do.
One game that I did like, but I then played every day at work for a good three, four
I wrote
months.
This down too.
Uno,
yeah.
I love it, and the thing is as well with Uno, there's so many different versions.
Do you know the song?
Different rules.
Everybody Uno, everybody play.
Oh yeah, Yes, I do, but I'd forgotten about it.
I think it then went, it's Uno Express, play the way you can, or something like that. It was to advertise the machine, you know, we used to shoot it out.
We had the machine at my mum's yes. house, but at work, because there were so many of us, we didn't. We just played with the cards. But I love it because it's like so many ways you could play it. Like we used yes. to play the rules of 7 and 0. So if you laid a 7, you swapped hands. And if you played a 0, everybody swapped hands.
I've never done that like, one.
Yes, that's how we, because it can get boring, obviously, the
it
same.
It spices it up so, a bit, doesn't it?
And then we would, you could obviously stack 2s and 4s. We'd always play that because it meant that somebody was picking up like 20 cards, yes please. But no, I loved it and I still love it. But you have to have, this is the thing with board games, you have to have a group of people. Yeah. I live with my nan, so even if we wanted to play, there's only two of us.
Not much fun, is it?
No, it's hard. So that's why when I have a family, I don't give a shit if they don't care about board games. They're all playing them because I'm making them.
Board game night will be Friday night, every night.
Every week we're playing board game night.
Yeah. No, that's why I've enjoyed playing it like, usually it would just sort of be a Christmas thing kind of thing. Or yeah. Like, you know, like, but because we do it with my friends and then like this year, we've all got quite into it. It's been nice, isn't it? Because it's sort of like, you don't have to talk about anything bar the game and it's a good thing to like focus on, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. I wish we'd played more board games at uni, but obviously we didn't.
I recently got a new board game, which also was a TV. I feel like they make a lot of TV
They do make a lot of TV show board games.
And that was Mr. and Mrs. board game.
Mr. and Mrs.
Ooh. One another. Or something like
that. Yeah, that's it. But yeah. I think we talked about this last week, didn't we?
Because obviously lockdown, I'm not living with my boyfriend. I was the host. So it was mum and dad v my sister and her boyfriend.
Yes, that's good.
And then at the end, we just started playing the paddle one, just kept playing it.
Oh,
where
yeah,
you,
yeah.
You know, where you, like, vote for... You don't really need the board game, because you could just easily do it. It's just like what we did before, you know, like, who's most likely to, kind
I've seen YouTubers, like, do it as, like, a video where they've had couples, and I think they do shoes, so they each take their shoes off, and
that's it.
Whoever's shoe goes up.
You can
kind
even play that just with your friends, like...
You really could. Just think of a load of, like, questions, and then easy,
we said we'd play... I don't know if you've ever played, like, the voting game, where it's, like, we would play it more like a drinking game, where it's basically, like, who's most likely to win it, or, like, who would fall down the stairs, and then you all count to three, and then we'd all point at someone.
Yeah, I like that.
And then they'd drink, but we were going to play it with just the family, I could join in, because obviously... I didn't have my partner there.
Just get Troy on FaceTime, like, Troy.
We were like, it'd be quite interesting, because... It's funny when you play it with a group of people. Like, we all know each other well and that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, when you play those kind of games with people that, like, you know a few and not so many. And then people start drinking and get a bit confident and start voting on things for you. And you're like, oh, okay.
Is that what you think of me? Oh, you don't know me. Yeah.
Like, someone's got a bit cocky there.
Yeah, or who do you think you are, mate? Do you want to pipe the fuck down, please? One game, actually, that... I don't think many people know this game, but I used to play it with my granddad before he passed. This was like years ago, like I was like 8 years old. And it's called Mastermind, and it's not like the TV show, it's a different game. And basically, what you did is one person would be the code master, and they would pick 4 colours. So it was like little coloured pegs, and they'd put a code.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to guess what their code was by putting the coloured pegs in the different rows. Okay. And they do a thing, it's a bit like that. What's that new word game when they have to guess the word
Lingo.
And it comes up with... Yeah, it's like that, but with coloured pegs. So it kind of is a TV show, but it's with pegs. Yeah. And we used to play all the time.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
No, I think it's quite old, like, I don't think it's like... But like me and my granny used to play it for hours. Like, I just loved it because it one of those ones that gets your brain thinking because you've got to think a bit.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know if that is cast as a board game or just a game. We'll just go with
games. I suppose this is more games, isn't it?
Games
rather than
in general.
Just board games. Just games we like.
Games we like, yeah. If we're going to have a games night. But I need to get it again because I really liked that game. I might have to see if it's on Amazon.
Oh, that sounds good, though. I'll have to look into that one.
Yeah.
I like it when you go, like, when we would do games like with people and they'd put a game forward that you'd not heard of and you're like, I actually really like this. Like, we had a games night with my friends... with my boyfriend's friend, and I can't remember what it was called. It was such a weird game, and I thought, I don't know if I'm going to like this, but it was actually really fun. Like, it was basically it was quite a niche game, and it was like something. It was something called like something werewolf. I can't really remember, but you were all like particular characters, and you had to
called, like One Night Ultimate Werewolf,
something like that.
I've seen this. Yeah, I've not played it, but I've seen this.
It was really good fun, and it took me a while to
understand it, isn't it? Yeah.
But then once you know what you're doing, it was all right. And I think that you used an app, and that like did things. Oh, like you played it through this sort of app, but you had the board game. Mm-hmm. And like we all were like assigned a character, and each character had to do certain things. And like basically, if you were the werewolf, you could like move people's cards, and you didn't want people to know you were the werewolf.
Right.
You know, a bit like Wink Murderer. Wink Murder, sorry, not Murderer. Wink Murder and those kind of things. You don't want them to know it's you. It was like that, and like you had to open your eyes while everyone had their eyes closed and like move things. Wow. It was really good fun. God. I'm obviously not explaining it very well, but if you look it up online, you like things like, it was quite niche. But
that
I
game
did
you've
quite
got to
it.
Have a group though, haven't you? It's not like a you've got. To have
there was
quite
about
a lot
eight
of people.
Us, I think.
Yeah, that's like a good amount.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to mention this game because my dad would kill me if I didn't, because he absolutely hates this game.
Oh!
But I actually really like
really?
It. And we always used to, we had it at his house, and we always used to want to play it. And he'd be like, no. And it's the game of life, because he's like, I live the game of life. Why would I want to play the game of life?
because he's what he means.
And it's really funny because now when I like moan about life, he's like, see all them times you wanted to play the game of life and now that's what you're doing. I was like, Dad, please, chill. Stop.
I've never actually played the physical board game, but...
Oh, okay.
We used to have on our Wii, it was like Hasbro Family Game Night, and that was on there. And I assume it was slightly similar.
I liked it because it wasn't a dice, it was a spinny dial, which was great.
It.
Yeah. Nice, love that. But that's a shout out to you, Tony, because I know how much you love that game, you know.
What you're getting for Christmas next year, Tony.
Yep. I'll be getting that for him.
Also, another game, which is a bit of a niche one as well, but it's something that we've actually really enjoyed. I don't know if you know, but we have a little bit of jokey in my family about Ainsley Harriet. We just find him really funny, and it's just become this sort of ongoing thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, my sister, as a joke, bought me the Ready, Steady, Cook board game.
I didn't even know there was a Ready, Steady, Cook board game.
Yes,
Sorry. That
she found in a charity shop. You know what, also, shout out to charity shops. If you want any good board games or puzzles...
But be careful, because sometimes pieces are missing.
Yeah, it's true.
So you've
but
got to
just
like
be
make do with
but you can always take pieces. Yeah, always take things from other ones. As long as you've got a dice and a few counters,
you're
fine. Yeah,
that's just all you need, isn't it?
So she bought me that as sort of a bit of a joke, and it kind of sat in the like games part. We didn't play it. But it's actually really good fun, but it's very obviously food orientated.
Of course, yeah.
And
we'd hope Ready, Steady, Cook.
It's all quiz questions on like, it's very old though, it's like 90s. So it'll be like referring to TV shows that like we've never heard of. But what's annoying is when we play it, my sister and her boyfriend are like at an advantage because obviously they're both chefs. So
they know,
you know, they have all this extra knowledge. But
yeah.
I'd say I'm quite good at it, but we just really enjoy it. It's quite good fun.
One of my favourite games, and this is a very, like, everybody knows this game, is Cluedo.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
know why, but I think because it's such a simple premise of a game, and it's like, obviously all these games are replayability and stuff, but obviously because each one's different, because it's different, like, set in the middle. I just really like it. I just think it's a really, and like, really fun game. And it's supposed to be for three or more people, but me and my brother made up our own version
where
we could play with two people. So we used to love life. We were just like chilling. We played it all the time when we were kids.
I only played it like a couple years ago.
Really?
Like that was the first time I'd ever played it. Yeah, we never had it before. But I did enjoy it that time.
We had two different versions. We
had
the original version and the Simpsons version. So we
were loving
it. Yeah, we loved it.
They do a lot of, like, I like with Monopoly, like you said, they do different versions, don't they?
Lots of versions, yeah. I suppose you can, it's one way to
make
money, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
What about just the classic Snakes and Ladders? I feel like that's such a kid game. I don't play
I liked a bit of Snakes and
like,
Ladders.
You know, and I always used to like it when, on the, I don't know if your playground had it, but our playground had, like, a big one.
Carved
out, and you'd get a big foam dice, and you could like roll it. We'd play Snake like with yourself, kind of thing.
We used to have at school. I think it was at school, probably not. Some memory of it, like massive Jenga.
Yeah, I've played massive Jenga. Yeah,
and they also had a massive
sick for drinking game. Massive Jenga.
They also had a massive Connect Four at school as well, where you had to
Yes, I've seen them.
They always reminded me of Polo mints. Like, they looked like chip, but they were...
Because they had holes in them, didn't they?
Did you ever have the Polo mints that were like... I don't know if they still sell them,
but... The fruity ones.
Yeah. But they weren't minty. Yeah. They were more like sweets. No,
they were like... And they were like... I call them like glass sweets. They were see-through. Mm. Like, they weren't like...
Always just to remind me of them. Yes, I don't know why. No, tell you another game I like, which you don't even need the app for. We just usually play it with my friends. You know, like, it's the Ellen DeGeneres obviously has the heads up.
Heads
one,
up, yeah.
But you can even just do it with a bit of paper and just do the one where you all just have one person.
Yeah, like headbands type.
Like a headband, yeah. Who am I? That's it. No, I always like that game. I think it's good fun.
Yeah, I like that. For my birthday last year, me and Anya, we bought the like knockoff. I think it was like a fiver for the whole game.
Oh, right.
And we had, oh my God, we were absolutely howling because we were so shit at it. But it was so funny. We were just like, we ended up just playing like the easy ones, but we were just, it was so funny. Like, I think that's such a good one for like a big group as well. Yeah. It's just like hilarious.
And like, you can go around the group and everyone can, you know, answer a thing. And it's always funny because like, you forget what you've said. And like, I always, if you play it with a group of people you know well, like you could do, you could do like people in the group or like someone you went to school with or like the woman down the road. You know what I mean? It gets quite funny.
I remember we did. I think the category we did was like celebrities, and it was Seal. You know, like the singer.
Oh yeah.
And somebody was obviously doing a Seal impression.
Yeah.
Somebody was screaming Heidi Klum, and I was screaming, "He's got scars on his face. He's got scars on his." And we were just like. It's just a concoction of everybody just chatting shit about
and people get really aggressive, don't they? They're like, how do you not know? And you're like...
I get so aggressive. I'm not competitive, but fuck me, it brings out the worst in me. She's in that game. Like, do you not know this one?
But to you, it's obviously obvious because...
Obviously, yeah.
Like, you know it. But you know afterwards and you're like, how? How was that character? Like, I did not see the link.
Yeah, that'll be saying something. I'm like, I don't even know what you're on about.
It's annoying when, like, it'd be like, am I... a character, and then I always find my sister's like this. She's like, well, you could class it as that, or possibly it depends what
is it a boy? Well, it could be a boy, but then just say yes or no.
Like, I remember, I think it was Winnie the Pooh's man has, and it was like, is it a boy, is it a girl? Winnie the Pooh's a man, isn't it?
Winnie the Pooh's a boy as well, isn't it?
And it was like, yeah, it was one of those characters. And it was like, oh, I don't know, is it? And I'm like, I need a straight answer here because you're confusing. And then you have that in the back of your head, don't you, thinking?
Yeah.
Like, you use that as your...
funny story for that. At school, this was quite an embarrassing moment for me. It's not even that embarrassing, but as me as a kid that didn't like to be shown up in front of people... We are playing that for like end of term.
I don't think anyone likes to be shown up.
Nah, but I get very embarrassed very easily. And the person was Frodo, and I didn't know what Frodo was.
Oh,
and
right.
I thought it said Fredo, like the Fredo chocolate frog. And it was like, is this person a real character? And I shout out, no, it's a cartoon. And then everybody's like, no, it's fucking not Molly. Like, and I was like, okay, that's show.
Oh, bless
sorry.
You.
I'd never heard of Frodo. I didn't know what Frodo was. And then my friend was like, Lord of the Rings. I was like, don't watch that. Oh. Sorry. Yep. Don't know that
it
one.
Taught
sorry.
You a lesson not to shout out.
Don't fucking shout out again, Molly.
If in doubt, don't say anything.
Don't shout out. Oh my God, that's what a catchphrase. If in doubt, don't shout out. I'll tell you one game that I really don't like. And it's because it's so long. Like, this is me again with the long games.
Oh, she likes something quick.
I do. Ludo. Have you played Ludo?
That rings a bell, but I don't remind
so
me what it is.
So it's the one where you've got four... So it's like four colours and you've got four pieces of your colour. And you have to roll a six before you can get your colour out. And basically you've got to go all the way around the board to get your colours back on a line in the middle.
Okay.
So it's just basically like a rolling dice move. But it's just so long. It just takes
I think
so
we played
long.
It... Correct me, I might be wrong, but I think we called it... It was Frustration? Is that
Frustration,
the same?
Yeah. It's got names.
Do you know what I used to really like, though? This is going to be sound really sad and you're going to be like, Faye, get alive. But
no, I think
the dice was in the middle.
It was in the little
under
thing.
Under a thing and you tapped it. And I was like, that's brilliant because you won't lose
Never
the
lose
dice.
The dice. Yeah.
But it was annoying sound because you would be like banging ba-bum, it, like bang, bang, bang.
Ba-bum,
yeah. So I think we had the same game, but it was Frustration.
The fact you had, I think it probably was called Frustration.
Yeah.
I
think
Ludo's.
No, I think that, yeah.
But we had the travel one. It was magnetic, actually, our one. Yeah, it was magnetic, very fancy. But it just used to stress me out because you had to get a six, and I was like, I can't.
You want something quick, like it doesn't take too long to get into.
And then
I'd love to make a board game.
I'd like to make a board game. I think we will, cool.
Yeah.
Just having your really going, cool. Well, not Toys R Us anymore, but going to Toys R Us and seeing your board game.
The entertainer or something.
As well, I didn't particularly like the games where you had to set up a lot of things, like Mousetrap. You had to set up so much crap. I loved
that game, though. It was good fun. It.
What if somebody else set it up? I didn't want to set it up. I just walk straight in
and it'd be done.
I just want to walk in and the mousetrap is set and I'm ready to go.
I did like that game, though. We used to play that all the time when we were younger.
We didn't play that, but we had one that was similar. It was called Jungle Run or something. And it was basically Mousetrap, but in a jungle theme.
I know what you mean.
My dad's as well, actually. Yeah, and we used to play that a lot. But again, it was setting it up, and I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Especially with all the little pieces and things, if you lose something.
Yeah, and if you with lose Mousetrap, the ball like, bearings, you're fucked.
That had a lot of contraptions, isn't it? If you lose it, it's annoying. But I feel like we've covered a lot of stuff there.
I feel like we have.
Different games that hopefully maybe you guys will go away and maybe play soon.
Yes, let us know if you do. Let us know what your favourite ones are, because we always love to know that, you know? Thank you so much for reaching the end of another episode of the Breath of Fresh Friday podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you enjoyed some of our board game recommendations. Yes. I was very excited through most of that. I was just like, get a little kid.
It was nice to sort of reminisce, isn't it? Because some of them we've probably not played in like years.
Years, literally nice little bit. What's it, nostalgia trip? Yes. Is that what it's called?
Definitely.
Am I making that up?
Yeah, trip down memory lane. Right,
what are we doing next week, Faye?
Next week we thought we'd throw you back to the school disco days.
Oh yes, please.
And talk about noughties music.
Yes, the music we grew up to, our childhood music.
Yeah. Let us know who your favourite people were from that era.
Yes.
Era. That's something we'd say because it wasn't that long
it
ago.
It makes it. I cannot believe that 2000 was 20 years ago. Like what?
Say no. What? Anyway, that is what we're going to discuss. Yes. So if you like your music, you'll enjoy that one.
Yes, you will. So see you next week.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye now. Bye bye. Bye bye.